In temperatures close to freezing and waves 8 metres high, Italian Coast Guard vessels took the migrants on board Sunday evening. Several had already died from the cold. Many more succumbed to hypothermia on the open decks of the rescue boats as they returned to the Italian island of Lampedusa. Lampedusa's mayor blamed last year's controversial closure of Italy's search and rescue mission for the tragedy. The European Union-run Operation Triton has taken over from the Italian mission, but has fewer vessels and patrols close to the European shoreline. Speaking before the tragedy, Isabella Cooper of the EU border agency Frontex said migrants in peril would still be rescued.
Most of the situations that we have been seeing here require immediate provision of search and rescue, and of course, if such situation emerges, we will go even beyond our operational area to save human lives.
But with fewer resources at its disposal, Cooper says it is impossible for Operation Triton to patrol the entire Mediterranean Sea.
It's over 2.5 million square kilometres large, so it's extremely difficult, if not impossible, to have a full overview of what's happening there. The more migrants come, the more difficult it will be to detect smaller boats and rescue them. So it is a very concerning situation indeed.
A record 170,000 migrants crossed the Mediterranean into Europe in 2014. A quarter of them were Syrians. More than 3,000 died on the journey. In recent months, smugglers have employed a new tactic, packing aging cargo vessels full with hundreds of migrants. Last month, the Ezzedine was found drifting off the coast of Italy. On board were 450 Syrian refugees who had paid up to $6,000 for the journey. Captain Einar Valsson was commander of the Icelandic vessel sent to rescue the ship.
When you are in the reality and see this amazing sight and the first thought when we saw it, I thought, how are we going to make this operation to work?
The Icelandic crew, aided by the Italian Coast Guard, managed to board the Ezzedine and towed it to Italy. The rate of migrant arrivals this year is outpacing 2014. The EU says the unrest in Libya means migrants are no longer able to use the country as a stopping point before leaving for Europe.
Only an integrated approach could address this problem. You know, you have to stabilize the countries from which the migrants are fleeing, but you also need to adopt a common European approach, a common European policy on immigration and asylum.
The deaths have prompted renewed calls for humanitarian patrols across the Mediterranean, but the European Union is divided over whether such patrols simply encourage more migrants to risk their lives at sea. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Pozzallo, Southern Italy.